Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to edition 259 of the NRF1 podcast, because Norfolk knows Formula 1 and happy Christmas. Why not? It's the first time I've said it. This is your F1 podcast straight out of Norfolk, UK. We are sat at the iconic Christmassy Rush Cutters public house on the outskirts of Norwich. We are going out on Future Radio as well as across all our podcast channels. And at the end of our eighth year, we are here to review the 2019 Formula One season. I am sports journalist Michael Bailey. Hello there. We have a bumper panel. For those of long-term listeners of you will know, we tend to do this podcast when we have some food. So we are sat ourselves down at the Rush Cutters. We have ordered our starters, main courses and desserts, and we are ready to roll. And because there's food, there's eight of us, I think is the best way of putting it. So we're going to go around the table. You don't care because you can only hear and you can't see, but I'm going to go around left ways, whichever that is, which is exciting. Apologies for my voice, by the way. I have a blogger and the man Lewis Hamilton fans love to hate, Callum Springle. Hello, Callum.
Hello.
How are you?
Reasonably good.
Yeah, you're good. And I'm going to ask everyone for their highlight of, or their best moment, favourite thing of the season that's just gone. Callum, what's yours?
How much of a troll do you want me to be?
Just your normal self is fine.
In that case, I'll go for Germany when Hamilton binned it in the wall.
Brilliant. No one's complaining. Wouldn't expect anything less, Callum. Fair play. Next up, Norfolk's own Italian, Alessandro Esafumagalli, who of course is Alex to us. Alex, hello.
Hello, you right?
I'm very well, thank you. A bit raspy. But, you know, Wouldn't have it any other way this time of the year. Your favourite moment of the year just gone?
It's quite hard to say. Probably I really had a laugh on the last race when Lando Norris said basically bye to his engineer. With, like, are you crying? I think I'm crying too now. So, like, just, yeah, there are so many good moments, to be fair, but, yeah, that's probably something that I liked from the end.
I love it. It was a very good season. This is very true. Next up, two times backwards kart champion Kyle Cumbers.
Good evening.
Like your shirt, Kyle. It's dark with stuff on it.
Thank you very much.
Full of description, me. Are you well?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Pretty yourself?
Yeah, absolutely fine. You the only one to bring paper notes?
I have, yes, because I'm just dreadful memory, so I had to go through the season again.
Love it. We should say, Callum, you've ordered. What did you order? Just the main course.
Roast turkey.
Okay. So roast turkey for Callum. I've gone for the beef bourguignon. We're now going to go in a run of festive burgers. to make of that what you will. Kyle is in the middle of that. How about your highlight of the season?
Probably when Vettel smashed Verstappen up the rear at Silverstone. Kind of summed up Vettel's year.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's kind of a moment for me.
What a great shout. This is going to remind me of what's happened over the last year, because I fear I have forgotten it. Next up, it is our F1 fan with the wizardy beard. Still got the wizardy beard too as well. Phil Gray. Hey, Phil.
Hey, you right? How are you, Michael?
Yeah, grand. Thank you very much. Have you trimmed your beard?
No, some little girl pulls that a little bit more, So it's getting a little bit shorter.
A few fewer hairs. We know you've ordered a festive burger because I've given that away. How about your moment of the season?
Highlight of the season's probably the modern-day Multi-21 with Seven and young Charles there. And what race was it again? God, I can't remember. But there, that whole scenario of those two arguing about who should be in front.
Is it Russia?
Because you got a toe up the. You got a toe from it was Russia. Yeah, you got a toe, and then didn't really get the toe because he had a fantastic, Seb had a good start, but was supposed to give the place back, didn't, and yeah, just, that was nice. Enjoyed that.
Poor old Seb. Everyone enjoying Seb's mishaps and Callum enjoying Lewis Hamilton's mishaps, kind of the way it goes. Right, next up, another McLaren fan. It's a fair cop for Nathan the Tuckster Tuck. How are you, Nathan?
I'm good. How are you? You good?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you very much. And you've got your festive burger as well, yeah, coming along. Yeah. I don't know what sort of Steve's next. I don't know what coming, but Steve's order. We'll come to it in a moment. How about your the thing that sticks out for you from the year?
Well, the thing that sticks out for me is the resurgence of my beloved McLaren, really becoming the best of the rest, if you want to sort of think of it like that.
Are you beaming at the prospect of next year?
Not so much the next year, although that will be okay, but I'm beaming at the prospect of Mercedes power in 2021.
It's been a while since anyone's been optimistic about McLaren. The amount of times we've slagged them off has been unreal. Penultimately, it is our Lewis Hamilton fanatic at the exact opposite end of the table to Callum. Steve Rust, how are you, Steve?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you. What did you order?
I ordered a burger, but it's not a festive one. No, it's just the standard gourmet burger that they do.
What put you off the festive burger?
Well, this one came with egg, bacon, loads of sauce. Yeah, fried egg, bacon, loads of... So there was kind of like more, quite a lot more in it. So I was like, that's great, that'll do me. Yeah.
Phil's crying over the prospect of having egg running down his beard, which I think we'd all quite like to see, but we're not going to. How about this year? What's the one moment that sticks out for you?
Silverstone. The whole race.
I mean, we're giving away some of our answers to the awards later on, I'm sure, but, you know, it's all good, isn't it? And the man who put together those awards, the man to my right, is Mr. Richard Baxter, or to give him his full introduction, Damon Hill Radical and Blogger. Blogs on Wheels. Richard Baxter.
Hello.
How are you? You've been somewhere very exciting.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot recently. It's quite nice to have an evening at the pub, to be honest. Because it's been a while since I've been to the pub. But yeah, I've been to New York and back again, and now I'm here.
Excellent. So, good highlight of New York.
Ooh, there was a really good huge burger. It was massive. I was so happy with that.
Half pound, I was led to believe.
Over half a pound.
Over
2 ounces over half a pound. I don't know ounces, but I managed to work it out, and it was 2 ounces over half a pound, which, whatever that is.
It's like a Trump burger.
Yeah. Our hotel was around the corner from Trump Tower as well, which had, yeah, it was weird. Oh, we'll go into that later.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. And I mean, in terms of your Formula One standout moment, or do you want to save it for later?
Well, it's really soppy, but of course, it's being able to celebrate the season and talk about it with all you guys.
Oh, Rich, you're such a charmer. Which actually takes me to my favourite moment of the season, which was recording the post-Germany podcast, where I hadn't seen the race. I hadn't seen a breath of the race. I think you hosted it, Rich. I came along to make sure it was recorded. And some of the things that people were coming out with, I think it was Williams' first point.
Yeah.
There were, what, four DNFs on the first lap or something like that?
Yeah, I think...
I was like, none of this really happened. And who was on the podium? And
Kvyat was up there.
That's it.
So that was a surprise, and yeah, everything happened in that race. And I remember you were kind of looking in your glass, I think, thinking what you had to drink, and it's like, what's happened? Have you lost your mind? Or, you know. But that happened. It was real.
Actually, the only time I've done a podcast without knowing what was happening, and it was the most ridiculous race ever. But there we go. Everyone's well. We're all hungry. I know we're hungry, so the food is going to be on the way. We'll see if we record while people are eating, because sometimes that's quite fun. Before we get into that, this is, as you know, the podcast where we eat, chat a bit, and we will then review the season, thanks to and led by Richard Baxter's End of Season Awards. Then we will have a little look forward to next year, before we tuck into our own winter break. Now, as you know, we always take the winter break off to recharge our batteries, so don't be too surprised when you don't hear from us until March, ahead of the 2020 Australian Grand Prix. But there will be a bonus podcast to confirm the Prediction League winners from each race and the final standings. So that is exciting, and in no way a confession that the final standings are not quite ready yet. Right, first award. Let's rattle through. Gents, maybe put your hands up so I can actually make sure the mic is pointed to you as we go through these. Rich, you will announce each award as we go through. I've done them in this order, so you don't know which order that I've done them in. But this is the first award.
The race of the season.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to go seamlessly well. The race of the season. And it could be for any particular reason, I suppose. When you were putting these together, what was running through your mind as top contenders?
The top contender for me that I could think of by memory was Monza. It was quite an amazing weekend. A lot happened. It was a real race. And for the first time in, was it over a decade, I think, that we had a Ferrari win in Monza, which was quite spectacular. And it was the young lad in his first season for Ferrari as well.
Well, wasn't so. Seb ridiculous? Okay, well, there's our first bid. Anyone want to agree with that? Chime out.
Germany was the most crazy race, but we had, I won't name a few names, but obviously you mentioned before the British Grand Prix, how good that was. I'm kind of a bit torn because I think Germany was the best race, most entertaining race, but mainly because of the rain, it kind of helped. But I'll probably go, yeah, the GB race, just for the Hamilton Bottas battle at the start, Leclerc and Verstappen battling for a lot of the race. Obviously, as I mentioned earlier, the Vettel up the backside of Max, and also a little bit biased because it is our home Grand Prix, and also the crowd reactions were brilliant. It was like a football crowd sort of watching it, so I'm going to go for the British Grand Prix.
We need to go back next year, really, don't we? So Steve, you'd agree, I guess?
Definitely, yeah, it's always my favourite race. It never fails to deliver. It's just brilliant.
Love it. Anyone not think Silverstone, or any new suggestions?
I would go to
Italy.
Austria. After a series of bad races, we had Austria where everything like turned, just got a little bit better, and then there was a Verstappen Leclerc situation. So I think Austria for me was the top, or a good one anyway.
Okay, vote for Austria as well. I'm probably going to say Germany because it was one I didn't see, but it still bamboozles me.
I can't really argue with the British Grand Prix, to be honest.
Oh.
This is the best outright racing.
There you go. Well, Callum said it. Phil, Nathan?
I'll throw Brazil into that mix, just yes. for a number of reasons. Gasly getting a podium was just, like, amazing. And Sainz getting one as well. The two Ferraris taking each other out. It was an amusing day.
There have been a few amusing days, that's for sure. Phil?
Yeah, there has been a few. I mean, that whole Germany-Hungary kind of Hungary time. Good, yeah. Hungary was a good race, you know. You can't go without saying, mention Hungary without saying it's a camel on a surfboard.
He's learning.
I am, yeah. It was a good race. I mean, but like I say, Brazil here with both Ferraris taking each other out, it's always good fun, isn't it?
I can't remember which race got the highest rating. I know which one got the worst, which was pretty straightforward in terms of France. But so a few suggestions there. I'm going to make you adjudicate on who gets it.
Yeah. I think you should do it.
I should do it?
As the senior head CEO, yeah.
Okay. They're nice shoveling. All right, then. Well, you can propose and I'll second. I think on sheer numbers...
The options are that we've come to the conclusion are Hungary, Brazil, Germany, Britain... They were the big options. I said Monza, but I was the only one who said that.
Austria.
Austria. I mean, I would say on let's go with the popular vote, which is Silverstone.
Silverstone's the winner then?
Silverstone.
Makes sense.
There we go. Congratulations, Silverstone. You won't get much for it other than our eternal praise for your efforts this year. And
free tickets, then great.
Fair play to them for making us think it was going to be the last race at Silverstone, which of course it never was going to be. The mushrooms have just arrived. There we go. And some pâté parfait for Phil. You excited about that, Phil?
I'm really looking forward to this as well. This is going to be excellent.
This is going to be a tough period for whoever hasn't got a starter. Who didn't get a starter? Callum? Callum and Steve. Are you going to be all right?
For the time being.
Yeah, okay. We'll look after him. Steve's more excited about his egg and his burger, I think.
Yeah.
This is always exciting. Let's carry on going. Poor old Nathan. He's like, no, I really want to eat. Let's just do the next award really quickly, which is Rich, our... next award.
The drive of the season. I remember seeing it earlier, right?
Driver of the season.
Well done,
drive,
yeah.
Drive. Driver, just drive. So the person who drove the best race this season.
Now, by the magic of podcast, we've most of us have already eaten our starters. We're not that quick. But what suggestions have you got for this one, Rich?
Basically, Toro Rosso. It's the two. It's Kvyat for his podium in Germany and Gasly for his podium in Brazil.
Decent shouts. Are we... Okay, first things first, can anyone think of a drive not by a Toro Rosso that deserves to be in this header?
Another to add, but I'll let everyone else say first before adding it in.
If anyone else comes up with it.
Just because of the way he'd been treated, if you like, by the whole Red Bull Toro Rosso thing. So to get that podium was a great, great... Put a smile on my face, so I was really pleased for him.
Yeah, a good shout at that. It's a really good shout.
Max Verstappen at Austria. Didn't he drop back... like 8th or 9th on the first lap and then made all his way up. I think he was behind Gasly after the first lap and then ended up lapping Gasly, which pretty much finished Gasly's Red Bull career, I think. Verstappen at Austria.
So funny to think that Gasly ended up with a podium and Alex Albon didn't, isn't it really, with the whole way that the year went on as a dynamic.
It might sound weird,
always Alex.
What about Williams? They got just before the podium, didn't they?
Yeah, was that in Germany? I think they only got one point.
The points and Russell didn't.
Yeah, that was Germany.
That was Germany, yeah. I mean, that's the only point they have done all season, realistically. So,
and it'll probably be last that Kubica's last point in Formula One as well, given he is off ski. Callum, how was your prawn cocktail?
It's rather nice. Yeah,
good.
I approve.
Yeah, good. How about your driver of the season?
I'm not going to go for a Toro Rosso driver. Okay. I'm going to go for an ex-Toro Rosso driver.
Oh.
And say Carlos Sainz. And I can't really decide whether I want to give it to him for Brazil or for Hungary.
Oh, wow.
One of the two.
That was the other one.
Yeah, was it?
That was the other one. I was thinking of Carlos Sainz in Brazil when he got his podium. I think he started at the back or pretty near the back. And he did a long strategy, I think, on the hard tyres.
Yeah. In a McLaren as well, so...
Yeah.
Which is a competitive car, I should point
out. Well, yeah. Any more drives of the season, or you want to chip in with agreeing with either of them?
I agree with the Gasly podium. It was really good to see a nice turnaround, because he could have easily done a Kvyat and got relegated to the other team and just moaned about it for the rest of the season, but he actually just got on with it. Picked up where he left off at Toro Rosso and actually proves he's a decent driver still.
Yeah, I mean, there were some races where Charles Leclerc had some pretty good drives, but I can't think any more than about half a dozen races back, to be honest.
He had a really good race in Bahrain, didn't he, where he had the engine problem. We should have won, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
When he sort of dropped back third or fourth and then overtook... Yeah. On Mercedes, and he overtook Vettel on track, didn't he? And it's kind of like a statement to Vettel to say, "I'm here, mate. Sort of move over."
Good shout. I think we should give it to Gasly.
Gasly. Do you know something interesting?
Yeah. Well, not really. No, I need to know something.
That is the second year running Gasly has won this award. He won it last year for Bahrain. So he's the two
time. Good knowledge, Rich. Small preparation that I've put into this podcast.
It's. The guy, the Red Bull guy.
Yeah.
I'll
wish you treatment.
We'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it. Get it done.
Didn't work last year, but
need to perform in the other 20 races.
That's the problem with drive of the season. Brilliant. What's next, Rich?
The next one is the overtake of the season.
Oh,
best overtake we saw.
So I'm sure lots of us will have watched the top 10 overtakes of the season YouTube video to prepare for this. Rich, you got suggestions again? I like coming to you for suggestions.
I don't, because I couldn't remember. However, there was one I saw, which was Bottas on Hamilton at Silverstone, which was through the fast right-hander, which was the old... first corner, the old pit straight first corner. What was
Stowe?
Cops. Yeah, he overtook through there. He just got overtaken previously, and then he overtook Hamilton through there, and they were side by side for a fair bit, and it was a good overtake. Pretty impressive.
Good shout. Now, Nathan, you did watch the video, so
yeah,
do you want to
run
through some contenders for us?
Well, whilst I do have a lot of bad things to say about Sebastian Vettel this year. In Germany, he started at the back of the grid, and he, from lights out, overtook six cars in that horrendous rain, and I just think balls of steel in that scenario. I mean, that for me was just, it wasn't anything other than him having the nerve, basically, because he's just got the power down and just kept his foot to the floor.
Whoa, that's a good shout.
Driving
your eyes on
each other.
Yeah.
So, more suggestions.
Again, Austria, Verstappen and Leclerc.
Did you only watch the Austria highlights?
Yeah, yeah. That's the only race I've watched all season. No, yeah.
I'm only joking.
I actually like that race, really. So, yeah.
I'm only teasing. That was very mean. But there's a good shout. Callum?
I think it was Verstappen around the outside of Leclerc at Stowe in the British Grand Prix.
Sure.
I can't remember whether that's entirely factually correct, but it was definitely an overtake around the outside at Stowe
with a couple of cars
involving someone.
Yeah, brilliant. No, that's fair enough. I love that. Go for it. They're just going to pick up the plates. I think, is anyone
Hamilton on Vettel at Texas? Ooh. First lap around the outside of turn 8 or whatever the S is, which was quite a brave move for somebody who only had to finish 8th to win the championship. It was quite brave. And also Sainz around the outside of Albon in Monaco. That was from the YouTube video, which I completely forgot about, but I thought, well, that's looked quite cool. So
I have to say, at this point, maybe I was just watching him more, but Albon was pretty racy at a lot of the times in the season. Maybe he didn't come up with the better overtakes, but he's one of the racier drivers certainly in the second half of the season. So there we go. Adjudication. I was going to make a joke about poor overtakes, but I maybe save that for later in the awards.
More like Vettel and Leclerc.
That's quick. We'll get on to them later.
I think because there was an overtake in Monaco that
first lap. So I don't know if that counts as Monaco. Yeah, but I thought it was quite cool. It was a bit different.
It was in Monaco.
In Monaco, is that the winner?
No.
what's everyone think? I don't know.
Well, the Verstappen was for the lead in the winner race with what, 3 laps left.
Two or three.
Done. Let's give it them. So Verstappen in Austria.
Yes.
Well done, Alex. You can claim the credit for that one just as much as Max Verstappen, and it means we can tweet Max Verstappen as well.
Yeah. He's won something this year. No, I shouldn't say that. He's won.
Don't write that in a tweet. He'll never retweet that. Brilliant. Well, that's the first half of the awards done. As you know, there are loads of ways to get in touch with us here at the NRF1 podcast. The best place to start is patreon.com/NRF1. And, of course, social media, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. The handle for all three is @NRF1. You can email us nrf1podcast@gmail.com and the website, which is nrf1.uk.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Hello everyone, this is Jake Humphrey here. You're listening to the best Formula One podcast from the best county in the world, the NRF1 podcast. And I wasn't paid any money to say that.
No, I did give you some beers.
Right, let us continue as we await our main courses, which is very exciting. Don't forget we've got 5 festive burgers on the way. All with sage stuffing, so very exciting. And without egg. Yeah, we're going to see how Steve fares with his egg. Rich, next up.
Next up is the radio connoisseur of the season. So the person who gave us the best radio messages throughout.
Now, we already touched on this a little bit, as did you, Alex. I mean, Lando Norris is clearly Fernando, as I like to call him, is quite a very big character, and he probably did nail the best of the pick of a lot of the radio messages this year.
I would say so. There's not just one for him, Fernando, it's many, but yeah, I personally would say him.
Are you a fan of team radio messages, Callum?
In what sense?
The funny ones.
I suppose.
Yeah. Do you have a favourite?
Probably Lando Norris in Abu Dhabi. But then again, it wasn't really the radio message. It was more the fact that he printed me shoes on the back of his helmet.
Did we get where that came from?
I think it was in Singapore, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When his engineer jumped or was pushed into the harbour.
Did we talk about this last week?
Yeah.
Good. I'm not just dreaming it. That's good. Listen to last week's podcast, and that was I'll tell you the answer. Deja vu. His poor engineer. All right, shout. Would anyone disagree with Lando Norris? It's probably a different question. Everyone's sort of shaking their heads and no.
Clear winner.
Clear winner.
Yeah. You would say that.
Yeah, of course.
The McLaren fan in the corner.
Second.
Yeah.
That's a fair shake. Zach Brown, Force.
They are the duo, the much loved duo, aren't they, those two? So, Lando Norris then.
Lando Norris, yeah.
Well done, Lando. Congratulations on your award. And who does he succeed? Can you remember?
It was last year was a choice between Alonso and Raikkonen.
Who did we give it to?
It was joint winners.
Oh, yeah.
So
was Raikkonen the steering wheel one in Russia? Was it Russia? Yeah.
Gloves and steering wheel.
I can't remember if we gave it for a specific incident last year or not, but there we go. I don't even remember hearing Kimmy on the radio this year, but maybe that was just me. Two more to go. Our rage of the season. Can you explain this one a little bit, Rich?
So it's the person
I've announced it. Sorry, you announce it. Go.
This next award is the rage of the season.
Oh, good one.
So this is the one where it's the person who had the best, as I put in quotations, Vettel Mexico moment. So you remember Vettel in Mexico from 2 years ago telling Charlie Whiting to f*** off. Yes. And being very angry about it. He was raging on team radio. So it's basically someone who had another rage moment in his car.
Gosh, my mind's gone absolutely blank. Rich, suggestions?
So if the suggestion again is Vettel, this time for Brazil, where he was so angry he decided that he had to shout and swear in German on his team radio. So when it's broadcast, everyone was like, what does this mean? And it's
something, and they all worked it out, obviously.
It translates to something like something or other bullshit.
Yeah.
So it was angry.
Poor old Seb. That's a good shout. Any other ones sticking in mind? Oh, no.
I'll give you Seb again, but yes. At Canada this time, which is where he was doing so well. He qualified on pole and it was all going his own way until Hamilton started chasing him down and he got a little bit under pressure and he goes off the track a little bit and then he comes back on, but not very safely, and he pushes Hamilton towards a wall and he got given this 5-second penalty. And that has, he lost it again. There was a radio rant. Then if you remember, when he finally came in, having lost the race because of this 5-second penalty, he then refuses to park his car where he should. Oh. He then picks up the board. That's the number one. I'll have that. Puts it in front of his own car. Then he wouldn't go onto the podium. And he just went back into the garage and just was sulking. And then I think he had someone from the FIA to go and say, "You're obligated. You're going to get fined if you don't go up there." And so he went up there and
had to be weighed as well.
Yeah, just furious. Just fuming.
Well, how have I forgotten all that? That is clearly it. Alex, you're going to say.
Now I'm going to say, I watched that race with a friend of my partner, and I said, "Oh, love, Formula One is fantastic. Watch this race." She really enjoyed it. She loved that moment. Yeah. She watched the race after. She absolutely hated it because nothing happened. Yeah. So that was the moment of the season.
The one after was France, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was
literally
boring.
Should get a nomination for the next award, probably the French Grand Prix. But
we need characters, don't we?
Yeah.
If you don't have a character who's going to kick off when things like that,
to be fair, I can understand why he was so angry there. Yeah. And it was brilliant to watch.
I know. Yeah. And Lewis had him like and sort of gave him a cuddle and tried to pull him up onto the top step with him and be, look, he's really, you know, it's a sort of a joint win, but no.
We're all mates, that. Really.
Yeah, yeah. We're all friends here.
It's Schumacher letting Barrichello stand on the podium, wasn't it? That was on the top step. So you won as well. It's like, fuck.
Kyle?
I mentioned for Bottas. Yes. He on a few occasions seemed the angriest he's ever been after he won a race. Was it Austria when he said, "To whom it may concern"? Australia? Sorry, yeah, "To whom it may concern, fuck you." Which is the whole beginning of the new Bottas, which
was the same as the old one.
A little bit, yeah.
It was his missus, though.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, shit, jeez.
Let's hope not.
So yeah, it's a little mention for him, who seemed quite angry after he won a couple of Grand Prix this year.
Yeah,
so,
that could explain why his form dipped, to be honest.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot going on in terms of his divorce and all sorts. We'll leave that one to where it is, but at least he was angry at the start, I suppose, if that's the right way of putting it. Any more rage? You can't argue with Seb, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sebastian, well done, congratulations.
2 years in a row.
Is it that as well, really? Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
It's really 3 years, you named the award after him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. What did he win it for last year? Do you remember?
Well, last year, what was last year? What did I say?
Oh, and Baku.
Oh, yes, Baku.
Baku.
Yeah, another rage moment. I'm not having it. He's going too slowly.
Yeah.
2017, was it?
I forgot I was going to... was that 2017, Baku?
I think so, yeah.
I'm sure I said at the start of this...
We wouldn't remember anything.
What was last year's winner?
I can confirm the winner of it last year was Max Verstappen. For his ruck with Esteban Ocon in Brazil.
Yes.
Of course.
So, yeah. I mean, he's been a reformed character, obviously, so fair play to Max. Indeed. And the one thing I did want to mention, going back to the radio connoisseur, was Lance Stroll could possibly have deserved it for the fact. Go for it.
Turkey and the beef.
Oh, yeah, that's mine. How exciting. It's the beef bourguignon. There you go. That's the sound of beef bourguignon. Lance Stroll was going to be my honorary nomination for the radio award or was it the Rage Award? I can't remember. But when he complained about getting run off the road by, was that Kvyat?
Vettel.
Was that Vettel? And then he then drove onto the track as well, yeah.
He's the world's fastest hypocrite.
A walking weapon. And here come the sea of festive, burgers. How excited are you by your turkey dinner, Callum?
You're asking me to get excited, and I don't know how I feel.
It looks beautiful. Okay, it's time for our final award. We have eaten all our main courses now. Once again, the magic of podcasting. Everyone enjoyed their meal?
Yes.
Yep, good. So our final award, all six of them. Kyle's left a chip. It's fine. Our final award, Richard, is...
the Maldonado moment of the season.
Which is not a moment. It is the Maldonado moment where someone...
Yeah. So the person who had the best fail, basically. Best, the biggest.
The best, biggest.
Yeah, epic. Just person who failed.
Can you remember who won this last year? Keep putting you on the spot.
It was Haas. Yeah.
At the Australian Grand Prix.
Yeah.
The race that cost them... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, listening to it in Italy, I thought it was a bit harsh. And then the film went, actually, yeah, it's probably true.
We did call it. They blew their entire season and several million pounds with their two failures in Australia. Anyway, that was last year. This is this year. So what do you reckon, Rich? What are your suggestions?
Grosjean. Just
what's he done?
What hasn't he done, basically?
What hasn't he done?
Has.
Been a long season.
And the joke of the season award goes to...
Grosjean.
But no, Grosjean for being Grosjean. But also I put down Vettel for Monza for reasons we discussed earlier, where he decided, I'm just going to drive back onto the track, and there was... Yeah. Like Stroll coming round.
But the funny thing about that was the spin that he had was looked like such a rookie amateur thing. It reminded me of the time I had a go in a Formula One simulator. And having got the thing going, I started to become a little bit confident, thinking this isn't actually that hard, until you press a bit harder and then you realise actually you could spin it at any moment and crash. And that's what happened, obviously.
That reminds me of when we went for the simulator at the Mercedes pop-up store, and you beat me handsomely, Rich.
I struggled to get out of the car afterwards.
I struggled to drive it, so I was had a bit more of an issue. Any more suggestions? Cool car.
Was the Danny Rick in Azerbaijan?
Yes.
When he dived down the inside of Kvyat, and then they sort of...
He went in the escape road, was it?
Yeah, the escape road, and he just reversed into him, didn't he?
Yes.
They would just stand still, and he just reversed into him, like he wasn't there, sort of thing.
Yeah. No signal manoeuvre there.
What the hell are you doing there? So.
That's a good shout. Callum?
Ooh. I can't really argue with Grosjean, to be honest, but I suppose... Sometimes you look at rather than those that are committing the mistakes, you look at those that are enabling them.
Cool.
I suppose the real Maldonado of the season is Günther Steiner for renewing him for next year.
Oh. Touché.
He's got a root cause analysis.
Now, the one suggestion I was going to make was to Lewis Hamilton for ruining Alex Albon's chance of having a podium with his stupid overtake that was completely needless and crippled our Norfolk's own of a life-changing podium. But there we go. That would be my suggestion. Any more suggestions?
Just a second and third for Grosjean. Just rename the award Grosjean. That's it.
It might happen because you know people might forget who Pastor was. It's been so long. And you voted for Roman to crash every week. That was your prediction, basically. Yeah. So fair enough. Did you give it to Roman?
I think he's the winner.
Yeah, okay. Right. I'm not entirely sure why. It's just everything he did, a cumulative effect. Well done, Roman. And of course, you'll get the opportunity to defend his title next year.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he'll have a better season. I did see a stat where he had finished ahead of Magnussen in races more times than not. If that was a good sentence, was that word?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
That's good.
So I was quite surprised.
That's really, that doesn't do K-Mag any favours, does it?
So, yeah, I mean, qualifying and overall points was a different situation, but finishing ahead in the race was more to Grosjean than Magnussen, which was quite interesting and surprising, I thought.
That's particularly nuts. Poor K-Mag, he's going to have a long winter to think about that.
Isn't it weird that Grosjean still have a seat and Hülkenberg not?
Yes.
I mean, if you think about it, you know, Grosjean's still bloody driving from one.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, defend Grosjean when he's quick. He's quick.
When?
But that doesn't happen too often. I mean, I think he just has needed to just update the drivers, really. Just a bit of fresh blood in there. But I think Hülkenberg was probably a bit too expensive.
Yeah. Cha-ching. They ain't got no money. They are our awards. Well done, everyone. Congratulations. Round of applause for the award winners. You are held in the highest of esteem in most cases. Maybe not in all of them. All right, we'll just touch on the Norfolk notebook, shall we? Here's the sting. And it's my favourite sting, which is why we're playing it. George Russell, he'll be back at back at Williams next year, but he's sort of still tacked on to Williams, and he was in the test. Did he drive in the test, Callum? The recent test?
He did the second day.
Did he do all right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I can't really remember. I didn't really look at it, to be honest.
I think he turned up, so that was good.
I think I read he was the fastest.
Well, that would be good.
So
in the Mercedes.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Watch out, Valtteri.
It makes sense.
Well, yeah, there is that as well. I mean, do we reckon Williams will be any better next year? I suppose the thing about next year is George Russell will have to perform against his teammate, which kind of felt like he didn't really have to do this year, to be brutally honest.
Yeah, is Latifi going to be any better, though?
I don't know. Is he any good?
What, next year?
Yeah, no, Latifi.
Oh, no.
No? Oh, okay.
I mean, he spent, what, 5 years in F2? Like, genuinely, his stint in F2 is older than Formula 2 itself. So, no.
I mean, it's worth saying that didn't George Russell out-qualify Robert Kubica every race? All right. Well, we'll see how George gets on. Alex Albon is officially at Red Bull for next year. That exciting? That's exciting, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, of course it is. He's good. Yeah, he's good. One for the future, isn't he?
For the future.
And second half of the year as well.
So, it should do, shouldn't he? Surely. Max likes him, so that's the most important thing.
What's the stat comparing him and Gasly's qualifying? Wasn't actually that much difference in the actual gap, but I think Albon, he was better in the races, wasn't he? You actually saw him, which you didn't really see Gasly for the first half of a year. And yeah, he just looked a bit more racy compared to. And also, Gasly was just, he was like eighth for ninth, wasn't he? He was nowhere really, so.
It'll be interesting. I mean, obviously we need to see the dynamics of the cars, but it will be interesting how close Alex is to Max in the races next year, and we'll have to see how good the Red Bull is, won't we? Which does bring us on to next year, just to rattle off finally 2020, we've got new races, haven't we? And I don't know if we've got much in terms of driver changes. My poor brain. Help me out.
I think we covered it, haven't we? The driver change, really. We've got, obviously, Nico coming out of Renault and Ocon going in with Kubica coming out and TT going in. I think that is pretty much it.
At the moment, yes. Unless something else happens, but yeah.
So it was a lot last year, wasn't there?
Yeah.
So it's kind of settling down, I think, and then probably next year, maybe even.
Next year, I think we all know what's going to happen next year. Sorry.
Do we?
Yeah. Well, the rules haven't really changed a huge amount, so the cars aren't going to look a total lot different from the season just gone next year. So I guess that's why a lot of the teams have gone. We'll stick with it as it is now. Develop the new look cars under the new rules, and then have another big driver change around them.
Oof. All right, then. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go around the table twice. Yeah, you did go off. Lucky. We'll go around the table twice. First time around, please. Let's have. I want one thing you're looking forward to from next season, Rich.
For me, it's the continuing of the emergence of the rookies.
Okay, who will no longer be rookies?
Yeah, basically. Okay. So, I mean, Norris, Russell, Albon, all three of them came in as rookies this year. And all three of them, we saw good things from, to be honest, all three. They had great seasons. I mean, even though Russell was stuck in a Williams, he's still impressed with what he could do. And I think next year is going to be big for all three of them. And can they continue and live up to the expectation? And obviously, if McLaren have a good car and improve on where they were, can obviously Norris be the one to lead them to podiums, and it's going to be interesting.
Love it. Steve?
Seeing Schumacher's records disappear.
Oh.
With Lewis Hamilton, obviously.
Yeah. The only one that can.
We know he'll be at Mercedes for one more year, at least. Nathan?
I'm looking forward to seeing whether Seb can respond to what appears to me to be him unravelling. He's really rattled by the fact that he's got Leclerc as a teammate, and Leclerc's beating him regularly now, and he ends up just crashing into people, spinning off. He needs to. It'd be good to see if he can get it back. He's a great driver, but he seems to be struggling.
This is the point at which he probably moved from Red Bull to Ferrari, isn't it, under Daniel Ricciardo? So he's not going to do that this time. Phil?
Just the battle for the best of rest teams, you know, with McLaren, what was for Racing Point now, aren't they? And Renault, seeing how those guys can close the gap between them and the top three big boys.
Carl, hopefully Red Bull will make a step forward, and then Verstappen can be in a championship battle, which I think will be interesting to see how he deals with that, because he can kind of be aggressive, because in a way it doesn't matter where, if he wins or bins it. But next year, I think under the pressure of a championship, it'll be interesting to see how he deals with that. So
wins it or bins it, I like that. He might get a bit impatient at the end of next year if it's not happening. So
Alex,
that's big. Last season of Hamilton in Mercedes. That's what I'm expecting.
Yeah.
Yes.
To join.
Where's he going, Alex?
It hurts my heart to say, but he likes to go. He would like to go to Ferrari, I would say. We all know he had already talks with them. Is he gonna go there?
I love that we've got the only Italian who's a Mercedes fan and doesn't like Ferrari. I think that's brilliant. Yeah. He'd actually be hurt by Lewis Hamilton going to Ferrari.
Yeah, I mean, it would be good to see the Italian brand come back to, you know, a little bit more live. But at the same time, I don't really want that to happen.
We shall see. Callum, anything left to get excited about for next year?
I suppose the emergence, potential emergence of Leclerc and Verstappen as the successors to Hamilton, effectively.
Exactly. Before he moves and joins Alfa Romeo. And then back around the table, I want a fun prediction. But I say fun. It doesn't have to be fun. Predict whatever you want, really. But something not to do with the prediction league that will happen next year. Any time to think about it this time, see.
One of Vettel, Verstappen, and Hamilton will leave their current team.
Oh. Boom. Love it. Alex.
Oh, on a podium, they will play a wrong national anthem. I can see that happening somewhere.
Does that include the Italian national anthem with recipes, or we tired that joke now, really?
It was just food. It was just naming food.
It worked. Kyle,
Kimi Räikkönen won't finish the year.
Oh.
He'll retire halfway through the year, or at some point during the year.
Yeah.
So stole that.
Well, you saw similar. I'm going to say that that there will be a mid-season driver swap that does not involve Red Bull and Toro Rosso. So that's what I think.
I don't know. Swap would entail that Kimi would move to another team.
No, he just said about Kimi leaving halfway through the year, but I don't think it's Kimi. I think it'll be if George Russell does relatively well in the Williams, and Bottas doesn't perform in the Merck.
You think?
Big swap. Yeah, why not? Oh. Russell's already testing the Merck. He's been doing that. He's been doing well in the tests. Why not?
Poor old Valtteri, gosh. I love it. Nathan?
This is a little bit off the wall, but I think that Fernando Alonso is going to be hanging around even more than he has been this season. And it's interesting what you said there about someone leaving a team. And I think he's in prime, desperate position to jump back into a car.
Desperate. I love that.
Desperately hoping McLaren not to do well, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And he's turning up every week because they are doing well and wants to kind of somehow grab onto those coattails again.
The start of the season, he was like your weird ex-girlfriend hanging around every so often.
Sitting outside your house in a car.
Yeah.
Fernando and Fernando on the grid. That would be exciting. Steve?
Vettel announcing his retirement.
We've retired him. I love it. Mm-hmm. During the season.
During the season.
Do you think he'll last the season?
I think he'll see out his contract, but I think he's had enough.
He's unravelling.
Yeah.
He is before our very eyes. So he is unravelled.
Yeah, Nathan's gone from "will be interesting to see if he unravels" to "he is unravelling." It is happening. It's all happening.
So we're going to replace Lewis with we're going to replace Seb with Lewis then for the following year.
Yeah.
That's what we've just done.
Yeah. And get Max and George Russell into Mercedes. Valtteri can go back to Williams.
And Alonso can go in and replace Kimi halfway through the year.
Yeah, beautiful. All sorted. I hope that all happens. Two away. Rich?
I'm going to say that a new team, another team, will become part of the big three and be a big four.
Yeah, who?
Who's in best shape for that?
The Woking team, McLaren.
Whoa.
You have to say. They,
the way they finished
the season strong.
Yeah.
Sainz got more points than the rest of the teams below McLaren, I believe it was, or something funny like that.
Really?
I think it was something like that.
Wow.
They've improved a lot.
Great shout.
So,
well done, Rich. Well, you know what? I think we're done. We're done for the year. We're not done for our meal because we're waiting on our desserts, which is very exciting, but they might be waiting for us to finish. So that is us done for 2019. Keep an ear out for the bonus pod with this year's Prediction League results. They will be following. But other than that, we will return for 2020 come March with all our usual fun, games and opinions. In the meantime, a huge thanks to Future Radio, to the Rush Cutters who have been so good to us all year, of course. And it's goodbye from the crew. I'm going to go around the table again. Thanks, Callum.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Grazie, ciao.
Thank you, Kyle.
Cheers.
Thanks, Phil.
Cheers, thank you.
Thanks, Nathan.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Steve.
Cheers, thanks very much.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you.
And thank you from me. Goodbye. And, of course, thank you to everyone else that has appeared on the podcast this year and helped to make it happen, especially you guys and girls listening to us out there across the big, wide world. This has been the NRF1 podcast. Have a very Kimmy Christmas and an Albon New Year. Goodbye.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save me.